68 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Today should be a mostly sunny day with a high in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell says his effort to block construction of a data center near the Nashville Zoo is justified. The company, DC Blocks, bought the site for $23 million this month. O'Connell proposed that the city condemn and purchase the property. In his monthly appearance on WPLN's This Is Nashville, he was asked if using eminent domain is fair to the owners.
Their approach has been completely unfair to the other interested parties. I think they have publicly misrepresented some things about both Market Street and the zoo's involvement in this conversation. They ignored encouragement to go engage with the zoo and community. I think some of the things they've said in public have really pushed the boundaries of truth and good faith.
The city does not have plans for the site, and the Metro Council has not approved funding. But O'Connell says the city was already looking for space in that general area of town to house Metro offices that are closing near the airport. Meanwhile, the zoo's board rejected an overture from DC Blocks. The company had proposed a memorandum of understanding that would have allowed its currently planned data center to move forward, but would have barred a future proposed expansion and given a portion of the property to the zoo to use in the future. News Channel 5 reports the zoo's board held an emergency meeting last night and voted unanimously against the agreement. The zoo's CEO says they maintain what they've said from the beginning, that a data center so close to vulnerable species and neighboring communities hasn't been proven safe. One of Tennessee State University's top leaders is on administrative leave. The Tennessean reports that is pending an investigation. Several coaches signed a letter of no confidence concerning athletic director Mickey Allen earlier this summer. Both the school's football and basketball coaches signed the vote. The letter didn't cite specific incidents, but said Allen's program lacked vision, structure, and accountability. It also says programs weren't resourced evenly and that there was a systemic lack of transparency. President Dwayne Tucker says he takes that letter seriously and launched an investigation at the time. He declined to give more details, saying it would be inappropriate to comment on a personnel matter. Allen's administrative leave was announced yesterday. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.